The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my co-host, fellow realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good today.
Ready to talk?
Yes, I am.
All right. And our special guest, we have Barbara McKnight for the second week in a row. She is property manager, broker, owner of Home Point Property Management Company, along with your husband. He's a co-owner, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Yes.
He shares the headaches.
Yes, he does.
We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. Or if you'd like to suggest a topic, something you haven't heard of, send it in to us. Maybe we'll do it. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by visiting jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also listen to archive radio shows. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Barbara McKnight, can you please tell me a little bit about yourself, a little brief background on your history and experience as a property manager, please?
Yes, I have been licensed in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania since 2004. I was licensed prior to that in the great state of California, where I'm originally from. My husband and I have been involved in property management and real estate and construction for probably the last 20 to 25 years, with property management being kind of our forte, if you will.
So you have extensive knowledge and experience in this property management field, and you've been doing it quite frequently here for the last several years. And I know you do a lot of different types of properties, and you have an extensive area that you cover. You said from Montrose down to as far south as Pittston?
Yes.
Okay. And general in the middle, Scranton and
right, Dunmore, Troop,
communities.
Taylor, Old Forge. We have quite a few in Scranton, Clark Summit, Montrose, Tunkhannock.
Right.
Wow, you get around.
We go everywhere, absolutely.
So last show, we talked about rentals, how to set rent, how you set rent. You look at comparable rentals. We spent a lot of time talking about what the benefits are to having a property manager and to consider property management. And it's not only for people that are out of town that own properties. It's for local owners that can't or don't know how to handle properties. And you do a lot of things that a lot of people don't think about doing. Background checks, criminal checks, and
yes,
you check to see the eviction history on a prospective tenant, correct?
Yes.
All right. And so what are your fees? Is this something that is out of sight for somebody that would want to consider a property manager to manage their properties, or is it reasonable?
I think it's reasonable, because the headaches that an owner could run into can be very costly, because they don't know what they're doing and they don't know what the laws relating to property management are. There is a Landlord-Tenant Act of 1951 in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And if you're not familiar with that and don't know how to go about serving notices or giving notice to a tenant, if you're going to enter the property, etc., you could run into a lot of problems. And that involves lawyers, and that involves money, and it involves time away from your job. So we do charge a percentage of the rent as our fee. We don't have any hidden costs. We don't charge for advertising unless an owner wants us to put an ad in the Scranton Times, which we don't generally do. We find that most of our tenants come from Craigslist and referrals from other tenants, either current tenants that we have or tenants that have moved out and moved on to another property.
Or realtors like myself who
exactly.
don't do perform. I don't perform property management. I don't intend on taking property management on. It's not something that I really want to do. I feel that managing a real estate office and listing and selling, and I have the appraisal business, that keeps me busy.
And that is almost 24/7 for you. And I really don't think you'd have the time with all of that to do property management. Tenant requests are daily and not quite constant, but they are daily.
Well, they don't happen between 9 and 5. That furnace goes out at 3 o'clock in the morning, and who gets called?
I do.
Right. And who has to fix it? Well, you don't actually go out and fix it, but you have.
I have gone out at midnight or 1 o'clock and
wow.
filled a boiler, drained and filled a boiler because a tenant either didn't know how or the husband wasn't home and the wife wasn't aware of how to do it.
You're
so
dedicated.
Yes, I have done it.
All right. So you're dedicated. So. But you do generally have a vendor list.
Yes. Okay. We have a very extensive vendor list. And whatever those vendors charge for their services is what is passed through directly to the owner. We don't mark it up in any way, shape, or form.
So you don't take a fee on top of the fee, that the repair fee?
None whatsoever.
Okay. And so you deal with a lot of things that some people can't or don't want to deal with. We talked about all of that.
She drives by the property, and you keep a constant eye on the property, right? Why don't you tell us about a property in California
Well, one thing I had mentioned to Jackie several days ago was a property that I took. I had one on a certain street in California. It was on Zenith Drive, and my husband and I were watching the news one night, and the house next door showed up on the news where the tenants were being arrested because apparently they were trafficking in exotic reptiles, snakes, iguanas. They had a very small alligator in there when the police raided the place. It happened to be right next to one of the rentals that my husband and I currently managed. So we dug it. We did some research, found the owner's address, sent her a letter, and said, "Did you know that your property was on the news 4 nights ago?" She called us, and we signed her up for an account within 4 or 5 days. The problem was that she was getting her rent every month, and it was in money order form, so it was a good payment, and she hadn't seen the property in almost 2 years, and that's how it ended up the way it was, because she hadn't bothered to drive up from San Francisco to Sacramento, about a 2-hour drive, to check on our property on a routine or regular basis.
Well, last week we talked about some of your duties and responsibilities, and you do sign a contract with the owner of the property, and you do a lot of things. You collect rents, you do the eviction process if it needs to go down that road. You take care of repairs and maintenance issues that need to be done and taken care of. But one of the things we didn't talk about was, do you have to go to the property, or do you just provide that type of service to check on the tenants and the occupants or the condition of the property?
We do regular exterior, basically drive-by inspections. The exterior of the property gives us a very good idea of what may be going on in the inside. We don't want to disturb or disrupt the tenants too much by coming in there on an every 30-day basis. We're going to go and look and see whether their dishes are done or their laundry is washed and different things like that. And tenants start to feel like you're really infringing on their right to quiet enjoyment, which they do have under the Landlord-Tenant Act. But by going by the outside, and we get by every property on the outside probably twice every 4 to 6 weeks or so, maybe even 3 times, depending on where we are and where our day is taking us. But if we see a cat in the window that's not supposed to be there, if we see a car now that we've never seen before and it's there time after time, if we see a car on jacks or in some other state of disrepair, maybe a broken window, maybe a screen door missing, different things like that give us the idea that maybe we better get inside and take care of it. Couple that with maybe the rents being late or has been getting later and later in the month. We know we have a problem, and rather than let it go down the eviction road, we try to handle it ahead of time so that there's less damage to the property, because it just never works out very well for the owner when you have to go to all the way to an eviction. So we'd rather preempt it.
You know what I like? We were talking before, and you said if you have a vendor in there, an electrician, and he's fixing a light switch, what do you usually tell that vendor? This is a great trick for a landlord.
It is a great trick. We have any of our vendors, whether they're a plumber or an electrician or just our handyman, Go check light switches in all the rest of the room so they can get an idea of what the rest of the property looks like and not just the little area where they might be doing their actual repair. We tell them to make a big thing about having to turn the power off in the basement just so they can get a look at what's going on in the basement and if there's maybe weird things that are happening that shouldn't be. And then they report back to us. So it's not like the properties are completely ignored or anything like that for any length of time. Either one of us is there or one of our vendors is there. Sometimes the owners have relatives that they want to have look at the property, and we make arrangements for that as well.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Barbara McKnight, broker, owner of Home Point Property Management Company. She is a co-owner with her husband, and you've been doing property management for about 20-25 years. You started off in California.
Yes,
how do we get in touch with you?
Barbara at homepointmgt.com. Our office number is 570-341-7045 or www.homepointmgt.com. And our website explains it all. We do have a contact page there that you're more than welcome to email us or call us directly. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you, Barbara. And before we go to break, Pat, would you review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice brick ranch at 2128 South Webster Avenue in Scranton. This home has 3 bedrooms and 1.5 baths on the first floor and another 2 bedrooms and a 1 bath on the lower level. This home has an attached 1-car garage. It has a rear porch and patio. It also has hardwood floors on the first floor. So if you're in Scranton, you're looking for a solid, well-built home with over 3,200 square feet of living space, give us a call about 2128 South Webster Avenue in Scranton for only $124,000, and that is listed by John Pendrack of our office.
The last full month of data I have from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors is February. I'd like to report what's happening in our area in terms of sales. The median sales price is $111,500. It's up from February 2012. It was only $95,000 last February. So we're up on the median sales price. Median list price is essentially almost the same. It's at $147,500. What's going down, and this is very good news, is the absorption rate. Now, this has been going down since last year. The absorption rate is the amount of time it will take to sell the current supplies of listings that are available for sale in the market right now. And we're down to about 9 months of supply. That's a number we do want to see decrease. And our sold listings, though, year to date are a little down from 2012. We're going to continue to watch that. But pending sales, those are the properties that are pending, meaning they're under contract, a seller has accepted an offer from a buyer, those are up. So if they all go to close, and they don't always go to close, but if they go up, we'll be hopefully okay. Pennsylvania data, pending, this is throughout the state of Pennsylvania, the pending sales are up more than 10% year to date, and closed sales are up 14%. It's time for a break. We will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my co-host, fellow realtor and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our special guest for the second week in a row, Barbara McKnight, who is co-owner of Home Point Property Management. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie, and good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
You've been a property manager for almost 25 years. You co-own Home Point Property Management with your husband.
Yes, I do.
How does that work out for you?
Well, he does a lot of the stuff and I do a lot of the other stuff, and somehow we make it work.
All right.
Okay. I wouldn't trade it for $1 million, though.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, and I'm very glad I'm married to him.
Well, sometimes married couples have difficulties working
together. I have no idea of what you're talking
together.
About, dear. This is like a dream come true.
All right. That's what I want to hear. Okay. Before the break, we were talking about several items, things that you do, the services you provide, and the fees that you collect. And outside of collecting rents, evictions, and taking care of maintenance items on the properties you manage, you do something. You do some preemptive things, such as inspections, drive-by inspections, things of that nature.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And that's to determine that everything is going well in the rental world, in the properties that you are managing. Correct?
Yes, that
All
is
right.
correct.
You have to know a lot of things as a property manager. You're a broker and you're well-versed in a lot of the laws and the rules. There's different rules for different areas, cities, municipalities, different places do different things. Not every homeowner or investor out there knows these laws. So is there anything you want to talk about there?
Well, most of the surrounding areas don't have in place the same type of rental overlook, if you will, that the city of Scranton does. The city of Scranton has a renter registration ordinance. It was passed in 2007 and has been updated for 2013. Currently, that ordinance states that any rental property must be registered with the city of Scranton.
Any. A lot of people think it's just for people that live outside of the area. It's any property.
Any property. You can live behind it. And if you're renting it to someone, you've got to register it, even if that someone is a family member. If you're collecting rent on it, basically, it has to be registered.
Even a one-family home, everything.
Single-family homes was that was just changed for this year.
Single-family
homes was not.
Right.
It did not used to be, but now it is. Single-family homes are now included in that.
So the property has to be registered.
Correct.
And what does that mean? They come in and they inspect it?
Well, not. That was their original plan, but I think they have found that they have run into some staffing issues that they are not going to be able to do that. They are mainly, I think, looking for the fee and having that source of income. They've been rather lax about enforcing it since 2007, and now they are absolutely doing everything they can to enforce it. The fees are for every door. So if you have a two-unit building, it's $15 for each side, so that's $30, plus it's $50 for the building itself. So it would be a total of $80 for that one double. That's the registration fee. If you have a 4-unit or a 10-unit or a 3-unit, it's $50 for each building, and then $10 or $15, I'm sorry, for each door within the building.
That's the initial registration.
That's the registration fee. What they have done now is changed it to where they are doing what they're calling safety inspections. They are making sure the smoke alarms are installed, that there are enough installed, and that the batteries are in them and they are actually working, that there are handrails on stairways and so forth, especially into basements, and that there is enough egress for people to be able to get out of the building if it were on fire. That's kind of the premise. They have not started doing these inspections yet, I don't believe. They may be doing it in those that are not registered first and trying to get them inspected and so forth. And then they'll start on the ones that have been. All of the properties that we manage in the city of Scranton must be registered. If an owner were to tell me, I'm not going to register it, I don't care, I would tell him he'd have to call someone else.
Right, and so that would be something that you do. But we often find ourselves, Pat and I, if we're in a sale and a landlord, an owner of a property is selling the property, they haven't registered, but the buyer requests that it be registered. That could prolong the process.
Well, it could, if it hasn't ever been registered.
Right.
That's going to be one probably that city personnel are going to have to go out and do a safety inspection. And again, with their limited staffing in this area, it's falling to the housing inspectors to do this. And that's being crammed into all the rest of their normal responsibilities. And it's not something that they are frankly not going to care that you have to close in 3 days. They're going to inspect it when they can,
right?
Not just because, oh, we forgot to do this or we didn't do it or.
Well, this ordinance has been.
It's been around since 2007.
Right, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's when it was originally passed.
But a lot of people aren't registered. A lot of properties aren't registered.
Oh, there's some from then that were not registered that still are not registered.
Are there any fines against property owners if they haven't?
I think the biggest thing they're going to do is if people are going to just keep refusing to register, which frankly I think is a good idea because it lets the city know that a property is a rental and not owner occupied. That way at least they know, so that when they get there, they know they're not going to be, if they have to go there for some reason, they're not going to be talking to the owner. They're going to be talking to a resident who may not know enough about the property to be able to answer a question if there's a conflict with a neighbor or something like that. But I think what they're going to do is if those people that are just flagrant scofflaws and they're going to continue to ignore it, they're going to start condemning the buildings. And they'll condemn it right now. Your tenants have to get out right now. And they're not going to pay you any rent if they don't get to live there. So your income stream just was shut down immediately. And that's what I think they're going to use as far as a punishment. Because if people aren't paying the registration fees, they're certainly not going to pay any fines that might be, levied against the property unless they start leaning them, but that's a lot of paperwork to go through.
And then every year, do they have to re-register, or is it just...
Re-registration is every year.
Okay.
And I, for the properties that I manage right now in Scranton, I send in the form, I send in the check from January income for those properties that are in the city.
So that's another part of your service, and
Correct. That's
covered in the fees
yes.
that you charge, and there's no hidden fees.
No hidden fees, no extra fees. That's all part of property management. To charge extra for attending an eviction hearing or something like that is kind of, that's part of the job. You know, I rented to the tenant, maybe, and now 2 years later we have to evict them because they won't go even though they've lost their job. Well, it's kind of my job to take care of it and see it out to the end.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people out there that do markup maintenance because they had to make a phone call. Well, to me, that's part of the job. So, as I said
last week, it's part
of the service, it's part of the job.
Mark those up?
No.
Right. Okay,
no.
Good. That's good to know. And these are things people need to know if they're thinking about hiring a property manager. So you have to know the fair housing laws.
Correct.
You have to know city, state laws. You have to know how to properly evict a tenant. We touched on that a little bit last week, and there are proper ways and improper
ways.
There
are proper ways, and then if you do it improperly, chances are the landlord is going to get thrown out of court and have to start over. And why? I mean, now the tenant gets to stay there another 30 days without paying you rent. And
who knows what he's doing to the property.
And now, right, exactly.
Right. So then time is going by. You have to know about safety codes.
Correct.
You just mentioned a bunch of them in the city of Scranton. How many smoke detectors are needed and all these things, and egress and ingress, and the proper way to collect and store security deposits.
Correct. Security deposits are, that's one of the banes of my existence, because naturally the tenant always says it's cleaner now than when I moved in. The benefit of having a property manager and is that I saw it when they moved in, and I know how clean it was, so I can say, no, it isn't, because I've got pictures.
You've got pictures, or you do recordings?
I do photographs, actually, because they store better. Recordings, they kind of take up a lot of space.
Okay.
As far as trying to keep that kind of stuff stored and filed. And they sign a check-in sheet that they agree that everything is operational, everything works, all the keys are there, everything is the way it should be for them to move in. It may not be brand new. It may not have granite countertops, but it needs to be decent. It needs to be clean. It needs to be maintained. And that's the way they need to leave it.
Does a landlord have to provide certain appliances?
From what I've been able to gather in the state of Pennsylvania, a landlord must provide cooking, the ability to cook. And I do not mean a charcoal grill, which has happened to me in California, where the landlord refused to provide an oven or a stove, and so the tenants decided to use their charcoal grill inside the house.
Oh my gosh.
Luckily, it didn't burn down, but I
when
wondered why there
will,
was...
When there's a will, there's a way,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. There was smoke coming out the window. I happened to be driving by. I said, what are you doing? They said, cooking dinner. I said, not on this hibachi anymore. Get that out of here. You can't do that. And then within 3 or 4 days, the owner... I was
reconsidered.
Able to convince them, okay, you've got to get a stove in here. In the state of Pennsylvania, though, you have to provide at least cooking. You don't have to provide refrigeration. You don't have to provide air conditioners or window units. If a tenant wants those kinds of things, they can be expected to go and get them themselves. But a landlord is expected to maintain the systems of the property. The plumbing, the windows, the roof, and the heat, they have to make sure it works all the time.
Operational, functional, and
exactly,
good repair.
Okay. That's correct.
And when they're not, you have a reliable vendor list. You call these people and it gets repaired.
That's correct. And they're all licensed and insured. They are not employees of Home Point Management. They are their own business, and they are all licensed and insured independently of our company.
Okay. Do you keep a reserve account that the owner sends you a certain amount? Do you have a reserve account for these items? Can you, if there's something that comes up, do you have the authority to, if it's an emergency, what is an emergency?
Well, my emergency clause in my management contract allows me to take care of the emergency as expeditiously and inexpensively as possible. But if the basement is flooding and there's 3 feet of water in it and I have to call Roto-Rooter, I don't have a choice. And if it's midnight Saturday, it's going to be more expensive than 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon.
Right.
Yes, I can do that to save the property from a lot more damage than would have occurred if I did nothing. Generally, I can spend, my contract allows me to spend about $250 per item for repairs. Most are usually not that expensive. Changing a ballast in a light fixture or different things like that are usually very minor. If it's something major, like the whole place needs paint or there's several broken windows or something, I get a bid and I provide that to the owner and they either say yes or no. I don't maintain reserves on a monthly basis unless I know that I'm going to have an expense coming up that the vendor has started on and they're going to finish it the next month. That's when they'll expect to be paid. So I may retain funds from February into the month of March, for example, and then be able to pay the vendor in full.
Okay. We've had 2 weeks of fabulous discussion with you, Barbara. We thank you for your time and your infinite amount of wisdom. And we have to close now, but before we do, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 905 Stafford Avenue in Scranton for only $54,000. This home has a lot of potential, and with some updating and TLC, it can be a great home. It's in a very nice location with a level yard that is 150 feet deep. Most of the windows have been replaced. The house was rewired, and it has a newer hot water heater. The taxes are very low. It's only $1,600 a year. So if you're looking for a three-bedroom, two-bath home on a quiet street, give us a call about 905 Stafford Avenue in Scranton for only $54,000, and that's listed by Stephanie Silvestri of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.